Tois Tesvov. Shimon a parsha b'chol Shavua. Person should learn the parshas of Shavua. Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. Appears Rashi Zalbe. A person should learn the Shnai Mikra Becha Targum, and also appears Rashi. Now the Rashi says it earlier within the Lashon, there's a little bit. He adds a little bit of a kinach to it. He says, Islam at Zion in the first Madura. The my parsha is Secha Imat Sibur. Person should learn the parsha. You should finish it each week. Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. Rashi, you shall learn Shemekar with Rashi. But Tadakti by Kashratucha, you should be Madakhtik and Rashi as much as possible. Bechen Yelucho by Gemara, you shall learn Gemara that way also. That you shall learn Madakhtik as much as possible. But interesting, the kuda of learning the Parsha, there's a machshav from Simple Zisel, the Alter from Kelim. He says, we have a problem, a person. It's a mila, but it's a problem which we have to address. It says, a person is introduced to Chumash when he's a young boy. So he knows about Avraham Avinu, he knows about Yaakov, he knows about Yitzchak, he knows Rachel, he knows. And at 5 years old, he knows already, you know, Avraham. His picture of Avraham remains what Avraham looked like when he was 5 years old. That's his picture of Avraham Avinu, and that remains the rest of his life. His Avraham Avinu is what he pictured of Avraham Avinu when he was 5 years old. A person has his understanding of what's happening in Chumash needs to grow as he gets older. A person has to, so besides the diktuk, there's a level of diktuk, pashut, medayik, and Rashi, kashas, back and forth, etc. The goal of Chumash, the goal of the Torah, is the hurrah, the morale in the beginning of the Geraya and the Chumash. He says, he explains the Rashi's kasha over there. The Rashi brings, they should have started, the Torah should have started from Parshas Boy, because the word Torah means Hara, it's giving us direction how to do something. So the Hara starts in, it's being Mara Derech to us when the mitzvah starts in Parshas Boy. So why are we starting all these Sipurim which should take place in Parshas Parashas? And the answer is that they also are teaching us something. Every single Pasuk is teaching us something. I mentioned over the Goyin, and the Goyin says, the Milas HaTorah, which is the Goyin's brother, brings from the Goyin, you know, the Gemara says there are Tayyar mitzvahs, Betz, and there are many more than Tayyar mitzvahs. Every single pasuk in Chumash is a mitzvah, he says. Every single pasuk in Chumash is teaching us a lesson. It's teaching us how to do something. It's a tzivei haTorah of how to do something. Every single pasuk in Chumash. There are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs in the Torah. When we say there are Tayyar mitzvahs, it means there are Tayyar basic mitzvahs which the other ones connect into. And it's pretty clear in the flow of the Gemara. If you look at the Gemara over there in Makkos, the Gemara says that there's Tayyag Mitzvahs. Came along David HaMelech, and he condensed the Tayyag Mitzvahs into Yud Aleph Mitzvahs. Came along Yeshaya, and he reduced it down to six, etc., etc., etc. So the same way you understand that there's only 11 mitzvahs. It doesn't mean there's only 11 mitzvahs. It means there are 11 mitzvahs which all the other mitzvahs can be put under the umbrella of those 11 mitzvahs. There are only 6 mitzvahs. There's many more than 6 mitzvahs. But there's 6 mitzvahs which, if your type is those mitzvahs, you have a havana in all of the tayyag. So there's tayyag mitzvahs which are havana in the thousands of mitzvahs which exist in the tayyag. Every possible. Do you see that in your chumash? They say that Rabbi Yeruchim used to, Rabbi Chatzel says in his Arya Chesko, I think he's saying it from Yeruchim, maybe he's saying it himself, that, not fun chumash, it's not be a lamdan. What's the difference between a lamdan and a not a lamdan? Gemara. Right? So, you always have this thing, you start working with, you take, we're working Balei Tshuva. So you tell them, that Torah Mamash is the world, it's the blueprint of the universe, and it's creation, blueprint of creation, and everything's in the Torah, and Torah is so deep and wise and wonderful, exciting, etc. Right, finally, said the guy, he advances through, he learns Aleph Beis and Rashi script, and he learns Chumash, and it's Vassal Kavaldik. He starts Gemara. This is like the pinnacle. Shor Shanach Zapora. What's a shor? What's a porah? Like, what's in the gate? What's in the gate to me? A shor? What's in the gate to me? A porah? I don't have a shor. I don't have a porah. I'm not growing anything. The whole world is foreign to him. This is what it's all. We've reached the top of the ladder about a shor and a porah. The guy's like pretty disappointed. Tavis says he's not learning the Gemara right. The Gemara is not about a shor and a porah. The Gemara is about how much the Gemara is about Yachloiku. The Gemara is about the yisaitis of bailus, muchzakus. The example the Gemara gave was a prat. That's a prat, but the lamdan doesn't see the thing in front of him. He sees the lamdas. So you learn chumash, and there's why is this? So karach, this and that. That's the pasuk. That's all the pasuk telling the story. Once upon a time, there's a fellow named Karach. Like, once upon a time, there was a fellow named Karach, and it wasn't a happy ending, and they lived not so happily ever after. I mean, that's the story. That's all the pasuk is going to tell me. That's not what lamdan says. What's the story? What's the underlying motivations? What was pushing Karach? Was it Kina? Was it Tai? Was it Covid? What's in the gate? And all of a sudden, it's in the gate to you. It's not a story which happened 3,000 years ago. It's the gate to you today. You with Paro. Paro was this, Paro was this evil king. You have Paro in pajamas and Bamsal Lila. That's all Paro was. Paro was, you go look at Chazal, Paro was one of the great philosophers of the world. But he was a man who was challenged with his desire for power. You know what? I also have that problem. I'm not so different than a Paro. Paro was not just an interesting story which took place. Paro is negated to me. That's even the last thing you have to learn Chumash. The Lamdan sees that there's a whole Yisoid, there's a foundation, that there's alumnus, and there's a reason, and there's lessons, and they're all negated to me. And the average guy learns, it's an interesting story which took place, fascinating story. And the difference is, you can learn that story with your 7-year-old, and you're 27 years old, you're still doing this, learning the same story. Because it's just a little story. Each year, your Havana is different. You know why you keep learning every single year Parshas Shavua? Because each year, you're supposed to understand Parshas Shavua a little bit better than you should have understood it the year before. It's just a Hechatim Sabaal of Chazara. You as a human being, which grew over the year, and you became more aware, or maybe you had your read over the year, but you became more aware of understanding of your challenges and your issues and your... There's a lesson in that pasuk for you. And the parsha is a shul that you learned last year is not the same parsha shul you're learning this year. And Beth Hashem won't be the same one you learn next year. Because you, with your depth of understanding, has grown and changed. You should see more in the Chumash than you saw last year. That's too simple. So the Russian thing doesn't mean. I mean, that's true. Also true. Like the lumdus is the kashas, the truth in the night. But it's not for staying a pasuk chumish. What's not the pasuk chumish? It's ever that I saw with Reb Chaim Shulevitz. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz was. Besides being a big guy, and he was a big Baal Musar. And he had two mices, where you have a pshat and chumash. It's a nice pshat and chumash up here, halacha. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you the story, and then I'll tell you my whole around it, both ways. All right? So, there's a mice, there's a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is Mazra, in the beginning of Parshas, by Hebrew Shalach, Peres Ha'om. He says, Baal Klaisa were Avadim. And we know there's a concept of shiluch avadim. So Chazal said they went and they got rishus from Paro. So why they got rishus from Paro? Because they needed a mice of shiluch avadim. That's how the Mishnah Melech is mazur pshat in Prashas Terachim and mazur pshat. So Chaim Shemit says that's how you learn a pasuk chumash. That's how you learn a pasuk chumash. He said, "Is they learn a pasuk chumash?" Klaus was sat in Mitzrayim. They were in the hand from Mitzrayim for 210 years. Before you leave, you don't say goodbye. That's what the pasuk is telling you. The reason why they had to ask for shizum power is because chalom b'shashikol teref shluch avadim. Vashteita, wake up! And you know why we don't see that in the pasuk? Because we don't think like that. Teref, we don't see it in the person who's talking to be aware of the chashivas of the musig of the that you're in hand of somebody. You have an achrayus back to the person. So you would see in this pasuk whole yosaitas of anhaga between a bedon lechaveru, and by us we don't see the Mishnah Melech, we don't see the Rav Chaim Shulevitz, we see by Yishma Shalach the person. And that's what we see. We see the words. There's a ma'aseh of Biskarov. Rav Chaim Shulevitz said there's a word from the Biskarov. Biskarov says that. But he bets him. It says Taka right in Parshas Hazino. It says that Bresham took Moshe Rabbeinu Batsim Hayom Hazeh. So Rashi points out that three times the Torah says Batsim Hayom Hazeh. It's Taka 4, it's a Kasha, whatever. You'll have to think about that. So three times in the Torah says Batsim Hayom Hazeh. Because three times the people threaten they're not going to let it happen. The nakalat noach into the teva. Person put the noach into the teva. Be'etzem ayom hazeh. Right? It says, and over here it says that Kaiser says that Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah of the Mon, we're going to let him die? Moshe says, I'm taking off Be'etzem ayom hazeh. You can't stop me. How do you stop someone from dying, please? You want to say, I'm not going to let noach into a teva. Okay, you can't get into a teva. So Moshe says, okay, I'm going to take him into the teva. I'm not going to stop you. So Kaiser says, we're going to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying. Moshe says, I'll beat you and I'll kill him. Right, how do you stop somebody from dying? What was the plan? So the Biskarov said, Bibel, the Bershom said that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be niftar on Har Nevoi. If he can't go up to Har Nevoi, there's a din misa on Har Nevoi. So if he doesn't go up on Har Nevoi, he can't die. So maybe they're going to summon and let him go up to Har Nevoi. That's what Biskarov. So Master Chaim Shlomo is his answer to that one. As they learn in Apostle Chumash, Klaisel through their tefillas was going to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying. That's what the Shtetl was. That's what Chaim Shlomo said. But it's a Havona, what tefillah is. Tavona, what it means, the power of tefillah. Akekach, he says, we can stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying. Even the Rishon said, no. Rishon said, no, I'm going to make a special on Hagar, override your tefillahs. Don't stay in the Pasuk Chumash. That's what Pasuk Chumash is teaching you. As you wake up, wow, it's life. I have to tell you, I like Ruchaim Shlomo's Pshat. I liked the other shot also. What was the other shot? I tell you, I had a maisa once. There was a maisa, whatever. I was in Baltimore for Sukkos. There's a famous maisa they have with the Vilna Gaon about the Dalin Minim, that there was no Esrog in Vilna that year. And there was no Esrog in Vilna that year, so they sent out Shluchim to find an Esrog. They found an Esrog, and the fellow says, I don't want to give the Esrog. So back and forth, etc. Kitzur. So finally he said, I'm asking to give the Esrog, but tonight, that the schus of the mitzvah of Hilas Talim Minim, which the Vilna Gaon does, I should get the schar, not the Vilna Gaon. The schar of the taking of the Talim Minim, with the Vilna Gaon's Nitilas Lulav, should belong to me, not to the Vilna Gaon. So they're very uncomfortable that, you know, as I'm in tonight, taking away the schar of the mitzvah from the Vilna Gaon. So they came to the Gaon. The Gaon was mamish mole simcha. He says, my whole life I wanted to be zeicha to simcha shbarcha, but tonight not to get a pras. Because of Abba, I'm not shalom the kabbal pras. But the mice in the back of the mind, you know, there's a scar. But over here, I know there's no scar. Givaldi, I'm so excited. Yes, 100% mask. Just do the mitzvah tzavas Hashem. That was the mice. So one of the bottom got up and he gave a whole shir on exactly how you do haknoa of your chelik and olam haba. How you mark the schar of a maisa to somebody else? How does it work? It's derech shel b'loylam, derech b'mamish. It's not here yet. It's a b'mamish. How do you, what can you do for haknoa? It was a b'mamish shir. And the b'mamish is saying, like, you know, you just killed the maisa. You just took the maisa. You know, the lesson of the maisa is what it means an av of a human being to his creator. He stands there. The Vilna Gaon saying, "My whole life, I wanted to be serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and just totally show it's only else. I just love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and there was always that thing which bothered me, and now I have an opportunity. I'm so excited. That's the lesson of the story. But on the other hand, I say, you know, if a human being is living in the world of Torah, and Torah is alive by him, it's a kasha. How do you do it? How do you do haknoah? It's a kasha. Like, how do you do it? It should bother you. It also should bother you. What do you mean? He sold it. This is some of the game." There's words. There was a maisa haknoah. How does it work? You know, you're walking to yeshiva. How does that like it work? It should bother you. Like, what's the getter? It should be, your mind should be. So this rav was like so into the world of Torah that when he heard the maisa, it bothered him tremendously. How do you do a haknoah? It wasn't just a story. There was a, so that's also gewaldic. There was a v'shtein taka. Your mind should be osuk. The guy's walking from, I'm telling you, the guy's walking from to Beis Medrash, and your chloiku should bother you. How does your chloiku work? You're learning Shabbos in the afternoon. It's like, so what exactly is the relationship to Kira and Anocha? You're learning Halacha. So what exactly is the lumbus of Barber? It should bother you. Why is Kisya? Your mind is totally, he was so into the world of Torah that he could not ask the question. He had asked the kasha. So, you know, it's a chiddush maisa. But there's a maisa. How did it work? It was a tremendous. I had such an awe from the. I mean, I was upset with the drasha. I had an awe from the drasha at the same time. It's called, you know, human beings can have hysteric emotions. You know, I told. Zeilamen apostle chumash. That there's a lesson there. There's a lesson there which is negayat to me. The lesson there as and the year two. The year tav shenayin. Hey, I love him. Tav shenayin. Eli Reinhold has something he can learn from it, and somebody else has a different lesson he can learn from it, because each person is different. The Torah has a message for everybody. And what Tavshin Ayin, Parshin Samach Yelech, was not the same thing as Tavshin Samach Tes, and Samach Yelech. And Beth Hashem won't be the same thing as Parshin Tavshin Ayin Ayin. It'll be a different Pasuk, different Parsha. Every year we grow, as we grow, we should understand things better. We should have more understandings in ourselves, in the world around us, the people around us, the Torah. And I just Rashiva Chaim starts as Shemar Fush Lema. My Rashiva Chaim is time. My wife has this horror, you know. We always go to Cleveland and go stop in by him. You have this Hargasha, Kanan Hari, we don't know exactly how old he is. He's somewhere between 99 and 101. Somewhere over there, exact, you know. He ain't telling, you know. And you go in and you have this feeling that every single cell of his brain is still functioning. Like he remembers who you are, he remembers what your kids are doing, he remembers what you discussed the last time you were by him. You know, he's a good, you know, Kanan Hari, he got an age of 99, that's a pretty good, you know, Kisa. And there's thousands of people are drafting with him. So he, you know, he had the Meister with a stroke. Sorry, how many months already it is? Purim time. So they, you know, they're trying to make sure everything is okay. It was after Purim time. They were like, we'll lose track of time. Right? They did an MRI. See, everything's okay. I mean, he's having difficulty communicating, but they did an MRI. And they came back. He has the brainwave function of a 40-year-old man. Because his mind is still alive. Most people at age of 99, their mind's like dead. You know. They're not thinking anymore. They're not trying to be Mekadosh anymore. They're not thinking and challenging themselves and learning new. It's, you know, it's just like, you know, they're on autopilot for the last 25 years. So of course the brain cell starts dying. It's like any muscle. You keep using it, it stays strong. Otherwise it withers. It happens to the brain also. The brains get very flabby. So you can learn Chumash like, you know, on autopilot. Myra said it like autopilot, you know. I mean, if you're good at it after a few years, you know, after a period of time, you can go through the whole parasha and not remember that you learned one word. You can read through God's Parsha Shua twice with Targum and say, was I represented this week or not? What does that mean? With Rashi also. Because, I mean, you've seen it, you know, I mean, you know, I'm, you know, you've seen it 35 times already. I mean, how does your mind have to engage to do it? But it's a waste. It's a waste. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of your mind. It's a waste of your opportunity to learn. It's a waste of everything. But it's our challenge. And it can be done. I was, you know, the mice, I tell you, you know, my son had told me that, you know, the Rebbe mentioned, the Rebbe's Rashiva's son-in-law. So they did an MRI, and this is what they came back. This is the results. I wasn't surprised, because I saw it. But I said, you know, this is what a human being can look like. Look what a human being can look like. So, it's a dover kosher about the mice.